Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic skyline of Buckhead, where it is a magnificent day, but definitely hot. And the humidity is the type that when you take a shower, if you're not in air conditioning, you never quite dry off. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about today, and I want to get started. Right to begin with, I want to say that I'm sorry to say that my brother Richard was passed over again this year for the Father of the Year Award. Sadly, that honor was bestowed upon none other than William Jefferson Clinton. That's right, folks. The former president of the United States has been given the honor of being the Father of the Year in the United States of America. And my comment on that is, what in the world was anybody thinking? I'll just give you one little example, and I'm going to be very honest about this. When his only daughter, Chelsea, was 15, perhaps the most impressionable age for a young girl. I have four daughters. I'd say 15 is just right there. It's not 12 and 13. More like 15, 16. Sometimes, by the time they're 18, if you haven't done what's right, you've lost them. So, but 15 is right there in that age, and that was the time when Bill Clinton had Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. Excuse me. In the Oval Office. How could I make such a faux pas? And now, that kind of behavior warrants him being the Father of the Year? What kind of wanton hubris is this? And my brother, Richard, has been passed up for that honor again. And, you know, let me just say, he's on the line now. Dick, I'm so sorry that you were passed up for Bill Clinton as the Father of the Year. But what's even worse is he was there. Monica did all the work. Bill got all the pleasure. It ruined her life, and now he's Father of the Year. Despite
what's he father of?
Could you
father
imagine,
of what?
Could you imagine being 15 years old and what kind of humiliation, what kind of teasing would you get at school? Of course, they didn't have quite the normal kind of things like that. But at any rate, this is just rather bizarre. We've got some things that we want to talk about today. To begin with, I want to say that the approval rating for Barack Obama continues to go down. The Real Clear Politics average has him at a minus 2.9%, which means those that approve are 40%, 46%, those who disapprove, 48.9%. But within those numbers, Gallup, which is the one that he has shown the strongest for the first time today, is reporting that he is minus 4%. The Economist has him at minus 10%. CNN, 9%, Fox News, 6%, and Reuters, minus 4%. Now, that Time has him plus 4% and plus 6%. So those are the ones that kind of give
I have to ask you a question, though, because that, if my math is correct, adds up to somewhere around 96%. Does that mean 4% don't even know that he's president?
Well, I doubt that there are 4% that don't know he's president, but I'd be willing to bet that there's 20% or 25%, maybe even 30% that don't know that Joe Biden is president. And if it comes to John Kerry being Secretary of State, I'd be willing to bet more than half don't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of those people thought that Sarah Palin was running with Obama for re-election. That's kind of scary.
Yes,
they have
the
same vote as you and me.
But you know what? There are a lot of people who know who Snowden is now.
Yeah.
And the United States wants him back. And I wonder, you know, the Chinese were unwilling to give him up. That we revoked his passport, he can't use it. You know, he's a spy, we want him back, they wouldn't give him. Said that the paperwork was all messed up. Well, who knows whether it was or not. They just weren't going to do it. Send him to the Russians.
I thought he was
a
Russian now.
The Russians are not, have been very unwilling to do this. Now, did you know this? Let me just ask you a question. I'd love to put you on the spot. When he was at the G8 conference in Ireland a few days ago, did you know that when he went through and met the entire Russian delegation, in not one of them would shake his hand? There were like four people, and Obama held his hand out to shake it, and not one of them would shake his hand. Did you know that?
No, because I'm sure that that wasn't anything that was going to be broadcast around our country anyway. And I haven't been home. I'm sure Fox probably has. I'm actually lounging on my dock. I just was in the lake for a nice dip. So, no, I've kind of been out of the loop.
Mm-hmm. We're just so sorry for you. I've already apologized for you not being the father of the year. I think I'm going to take that back. At any rate, this is a big deal. That is a major affront.
Oh, sure.
In diplomacy, to not shake the hand of the leader of the free world is a big deal. Now, I don't think
they look at him as the leader of the free world. Do you? I think they look at him as something, a total effrontery to them and what they're all about. And they just, I mean, did you see he and Putin sitting together? Oh, my God. I mean, it was you could have kept a frozen ice cream between the two of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's been that way. This is a little bit more serious, but I want to link something here that I don't think many people do, and that is, you remember when Barack Obama, 10 days after Benghazi, stood in front of the United Nations and talked about that the video clip causing the riot that cost our ambassador's life and you know, the two SEALs and Smith, those four men. And he said that as if it was fact. And in the audience was the Russian delegation, the Chinese, the Cubans, the Venezuelans, the British, the Mexicans, everybody else. They all listened as our leader stood up there and lied. And now every government in the world knows that we have a fool as our president. Now, I want to just kind of like
a lying fool
here for just a second. Well, he lied to them, and they know that he lied to them, and it's been proven that he lied to them. He didn't lie to the American people. He lied to their government. That is a huge deal. Now, you remember when good old Hillary Clinton was sitting there in front of the Senate and she said, what difference does it make? Well, she was the Secretary of State. And when she testified, she was the Secretary of State at that time. What difference
is she mother
of
the year?
Does it make?
Was she mother of the year? I was just picking. Probably not.
I don't know. But let me just explain this here a second. The difference is these governments realize that President Obama is the kind of person who will stand up for whatever reason in his attempt to hide something and will just lie, big lies, important things to the rest of the world. He didn't have to do any of that at the UN. He could have said other things, but he chose to do that, and in so doing, to the Russians, they view him as weak and incompetent, and when the United States says, give Snowden back, their whole thing is, the Boston salute.
Yeah.
Telling him he's number one with you know which finger. And that's what's happening. Now, but they would not shake hands with him. We have not had this chilly a relationship with Russia since the days of Khrushchev.
The Cold War.
At the height of the Cold War at the beginning of the Kennedy administration. Now, if you'll remember, Khrushchev was not in any way going to go up against Eisenhower. Eisenhower won World War II. They knew that he was a warrior. When Kennedy came in, he was a kid and green, and so they were going to tempt him. And he showed true mettle at the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, and he absolutely stood firm. Khrushchev had to back off. It was actually the end of Khrushchev's career. He was ousted fairly soon after that and died ignominiously a year or two later. But this is the same thing all over again. This is the same kind of thing. But the difference is Obama is not Jack Kennedy. Obama is not a strong man. Obama has no character. He doesn't have.
He has no backbone.
No, he's got no rocks.
No.
So he blusters, and no one pays attention. They pay attention. The fools in America and the press that still is not turned on him completely. And some of the radical progressives, but in the rest of the world, and here's they are not going to do anything where he's concerned. It just shows that he just does not have the clout that the president of the United States should have. It just isn't there. And it's never going to be there. It's not. It isn't there. As long as he's president, we got troubles. Now, they do not respect him, and they do not fear him. When Bush was president, they didn't respect him either, but they did fear him, because when he said he would do something, he did it.
Yeah.
And the United States is the colossus, but
you know, we're like that, you know, picture of the rhinoceros that's being chased around by a chihuahua.
Yeah.
And it's all because President Obama is not a man of character. He's not a man of his word. He's a fraud and deceitful, and they know it. They know it. And yet, you know, here in America, there aren't enough people that you know, that can even follow these kind of conversations to, you know, to really let us know. And then the other part of it is that they want Snowden back because, you know, he has compromised our national security, and he's a traitor, and he is guilty of, you know, of telling the truth. Oh, that's right.
Jack, did you hear about Nancy Pelosi being at a get together over the weekend, and it was for a liberal group. I don't recollect the name of it though. And she brought up the fact that they wanted this guy back and whatever. And this liberal group booed her.
Booed her. I did see that. And, you know,
they even told her that she sucked, but you wouldn't want that. So,
well, here's the thing. Liberals aren't wrong about everything. They're right about this. Snowden's a hero. Our country is spying on us, and it goes against the Bill of Rights. For someone, I mean, every single thing that we do is being monitored by the NSA. Had they not pulled this, you know, found out this stuff about the IRS, you know, we would certainly be targeted. Snowden said,
"Oh, you mean you and I?
That gave an advantage to the Chinese and to the Russians. You know, the Chinese and the Russians know what the NSA is doing. What he did was say, Americans, your government is spying on you.
Yeah.
And they are. And it's unconstitutional. They can't do it. They have no justifiable cause. If you don't have, you know what? Some criminal's driving down the road doing this speed limit, and he's got his lights on and his tag and everything, and a cop sees him and says, you know, that guy just looks like a drug dealer. And he pulls him over and opens up the trunk, and sure enough, there is, you know, a pound of cocaine. And he arrests him and brings him in and says, here, this is a cocaine distributor. I've gotten a major kingpin off of the highway and off of the street. You know what happened? They throw that out of court, and the reason is he didn't have
justifiable cause,
reasonable cause to pull him over. He was profiling.
He was profiling.
He didn't have the reasonable. He didn't have the reason to do it. That's how strong our Constitution is for protecting the rights of people. Now, you know, the cop was right, the guy would be wrong, and all of that, I get that. But more importantly, that we have a right to privacy that is an inalienable right. Inalienable means it cannot be taken away. Who gave it? Our Creator. It was bestowed upon us by our Creator. That is the foundation of the United States of America. And here, our NSA is saying, well, no, we're going to do that. Snowden said they're doing that, and it's against the Constitution, and he's the one that's wrong? Bull.
Yeah.
I don't believe it for 1 second. They want to try him for treason, and you know what? There are a million guys in America like you and me that didn't buy him a beer.
Yeah.
And say, good job, and thank you for having the guts to stand up, to let this little, you know, to he's taken a hit for doing the right thing. And I applaud this young man. Now,
did he ever leave Russia? Did I hear
wrong.
He didn't leave Russia?
I don't know, probably, but go ahead.
Did he leave Russia? I thought I heard today that he was supposed to be on a plane to Cuba or Ecuador or something, but he was never on it, so he's still in Russia?
He wasn't on that plane. They don't really know where he is, and my guess is either the Russians are asking him a lot of questions, which he may or may not tell the answers to, but it's more like trying to figure out where to put him and everything like that. But I can tell you right now, Putin is not going to just, because you're such a good guy, Barack Obama, I'm going to turn this guy over to you. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
No. And what is really kind of bothersome is I'm rooting for Putin. Isn't that terrible? when he didn't shake Barack Obama's hand, I didn't blame him.
No.
Barack Obama says, well, you know what, the signature of my second administration is that we're going to reduce nuclear arms, and we want to sign a treaty with you, Russia, cutting down our nuclear stockpiles because we're not going to have nuclear war, and we aren't. And so what does Putin say? Well, okay, before we do that, we need for Pakistan and India and others to join this and for them to reduce what they have as well. Guess what? I'm with Putin on that one also.
Yeah.
Obama doesn't care. He'll leave us vulnerable. Because it's ideologically what he wants to do. He wants to disarm the United States of America, period. It's also why, the Chinese and the Russians paid no attention to the protestations of the State Department or the White House or the NSA or anybody else because they know that he's just like a chihuahua on cold linoleum. He's just, and there's nothing of substance to him. Nothing of substance to him. All right. Now, when does this vacation start? Do you know? The vacation that they're going to go to Africa, the $100 million vacation.
Oh, when does it actually start? Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I think it's pretty soon.
You heard what you did. We talk about what Michelle did in order to not have to pay for the daughters going to Africa personally.
Know
what she did? She made them staff members of her staff so that they could go on our dime rather than the Obamas having to pay to have them go.
Well,
does that surprise you?
And tacky. Yeah, that's just no. They've done it before.
Oh,
it's happened before where she put them on the staff, and what I got to say is she should get Mother of the Year for that because that's a great allowance.
Yeah.
I mean, senior staff at the White House, that means $100,000 a year. There aren't many kids who get that kind of allowance. That I mean to tell you. All right. Now, about that, though, there are people that are calling, well, in these times where there's sequestration and people are being laid off and it's very difficult times, to spend $100 million, which is more than any other leader in the world has ever spent, not just Americans, but any leader, any time in history, it's the most expensive trip. Okay.
I wish he'd take his aunt and uncle that are here illegally back over there with him. I mean, that save us a couple of bucks anyway.
You know, that's of course that's where there's this little smoking gun that could put, you know, the little hole in the dam and bring the whole thing down, because the guy was involved in racketeering by having that not-for-profit telling people that they could get, you know, tax write-offs when they couldn't, and then the IRS fast-tracking and giving it to him and making it retroactive so that his criminal behavior was expunged, going back to where, you know, the statute of limitations would run out. That's wrong and evil and everything else. And if they figure out who did that, it'll go right into the White House, and that will bring the whole thing down. Why nobody else has done that, we just, like, throw up our hands and lament all the time. But that's the key to the whole thing. Back to the $100 million. Here's my theory. I think they like sticking it to us. I think that they are in enjoying it spitefully, particularly her, more than the trip itself. That it is so galling and offensive to Americans like you and me is what makes it so good. It's like on that Seinfeld episode where fugitive sex was the best that they could have, because it was something that they weren't supposed to do. This is something that she is absolutely just loved, that she can make us bitter at what she has done. That is how much I think of who she is as a human being. That's how classless I think this woman is. And that's the truth.
But didn't she say something way back when he was first elected, something to the effect of, this is the first time that I've ever been proud to be an American? Remember that?
Yeah. First time that she got to be first lady.
I'm
proud to be an American. If I can be the number one, if I can be the number one in America, I'd be proud to be an American. That's exactly. And you know, I let me just say something honestly here. I really feel sorry for anybody who has been brought up in such a way that they are ashamed of this great nation.
Yeah.
In my whole life, I have never, not one day, been ashamed of being an American. I'm proud of being an American, and I know you are too. And just the thought of not being proud of this nation. Now, am I proud of what Barack Obama's doing and of how he's messing up this country? Hell no.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I'm not proud of our nation and what we have done and of all the generations that have created all of this fabulous wealth and this way of living and of this Constitution and of understanding that we have God-given inalienable rights and it's the first and best place that has ever happened in the world? No, I'm not ashamed of that. I feel sorry for her that she is. I mean, I can see that, you know, why that spite is there, because she's ashamed of us. But, you know, that's sad, but I will have to say this. The feeling's reciprocal. I'm ashamed of her, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And him. Don't forget him.
Oh, yeah. I'm. You know, definitely.
Well, she could be Mother of the Year, but that's only half of what it should be, or half of what it is. So, I think you know what I mean.
The new leader, Danny Werfel of the IRS, says, you know, oh, by the way, the targeting started before we said it did, and it's broader than where we said it was. So, new allegations and revelations in the IRS are coming, and we'll just have lots more to say about that. But you know, we're out of time now, so let me just say this. Have a great vacation, Richard, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
And God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
God bless.